for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm so glad that you decided to join us here at Living Life. And I believe that God wants to bring peace into our world and in our lives. And that's why we study His Word, so that He can speak that and that we can experience it every single day. You know, there are many rules that we are taught to abide by. And, you know, when I look at my children, I see that they're always trying to see how they can get away without having to listen to the rules. And all of us, whether we know it or not, we've broken different laws. For many of us, we don't look at it as speed limits, but sometimes we look at it as speed suggestions, and we go according to how we feel or depending on our circumstances. Some people may steal, some people may do different things to cut corners, just so that their lives can be more convenient. Jesus teaches us that He has come and that He is here to fulfill God's law, and that He wants to help us to interpret and understand the heart behind these laws. And they're not just do's and don'ts, but why God placed them and how it helps us to love God and to deepen our faith in our lives. So we're going to look at that as we continue our study in Matthew chapter 5.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
Now, as we are continuing in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus wants to emphasize that He came to fulfill Scripture. Now, if you're familiar with the book of Matthew, you'll know that he was a Jew himself. And the people that he was writing to were also Jews, and they had a familiar background of what's been going on in terms of Old Testament. They were very well aware of theology, of all the laws and the commandments that God had given to their forefathers. And they've been around it. They lived it their entire lives. Now, what's fascinating about the book of Matthew is that if you read it closely, you notice that the word fulfill is repeated over and over again. And if you get a chance, read through the entire book in one sitting and highlight every time that word fulfilled or fulfillment is brought up, because Matthew is tying in all the things that they learn from the Old Testament, the words of the prophets, that all this is coming together in the person of Jesus Christ, that he's not here to contradict, but that he is in line with everything that they've heard and read about is fulfilled in the life of Christ. So, up until this point, the Jews basically had a outline or a sketch of through the Old Testament laws. They knew about it. But now, through the life of Jesus, they are getting more depth. They're adding a different dimension to the law, to these laws, and they're seeing things in a different light and that they can apply to themselves. And what were these laws that are being referred here that Jesus is talking about? Basically, they can be summarized in three different types of laws. The first one being the moral laws, and this is in terms of our behavior, how we are to act towards one another. And this is, you can find these in the Ten Commandments. They talk about our character and how we have to act towards one another. And secondly would be the judicial laws. So this was pertaining to like agriculture or disputes, disagreements, what kind of food they were allowed to eat, the importance of cleanliness, what to wear. And so these are all special standards that God implemented upon his chosen people. And the third law would be the ceremonial laws. And this was an emphasis on sacrifice. And the Old Testament, you read about it, and they had different sacrifices for different sins and for different occasions that you gave to God. And this was important to them, and they kept all throughout their lives. And so the whole point of Jesus coming to earth was so that they can understand the law better. So not only that they should do what they're told to, but they can see the heart, the attitude behind it as well. And so Jesus came here on earth to help us to apply scripture that we can put this into our lives. And in the Old Testament, there are so many different laws and regulations. And basically the Jewish people categorized them into like positive, negative, important, daily, monthly. They had different things for different occasions. And this is why when the Pharisees approached Jesus and they asked him, "What is the greatest commandment?" Because there were so many to choose from, it was difficult to single out just one. And what ended up happening was that the Jewish people were so caught up, so fixated on these laws and making sure that they didn't break them. And they forgot to see the heart behind it and how it hurts God when we break these laws. And then Jesus moves on and he talks and he addresses the topic of murder. Now, every Jew, they were familiar with, the Ten Commandments, as this is included in one of them. And it provides them with these moral codes, especially in the act of murder. So Jesus is saying, not just on the act in itself, but he's addressing that if you've even thought about it, even if you've had an inkling of wanting to do something, harm someone, or kill someone, that's the same thing as actually doing the act. So Jesus is telling us to examine our hearts, because in the end, God will judge our hearts, and he knows all things. And this is very important to us, because many of us thought things that we may not have actually done. But it's just the same, because when our hearts get involved, we know how that affects us. And when that affects us, if we're not cutting them off, we can easily be led to the second step, which is actually committing them. And this is why Jesus wants us to make sure that we don't even entertain these kinds of thoughts, because he knows the human heart and how it can lead to worse and drastic things when we don't address them and take care of them. And that's what we need to do as we study Scripture, to know what God wants from us and that we do that ourselves. You know, these days it can be very easy to be unmotivated in our walk with God. You know, it can be difficult to read His Word or even spend time in prayer because it just, we don't feel the need to do, there is no immediacy in our approach. But we have to remember that Christianity is a relationship with God. And if you look at any marriage, it requires work, that you have to love your spouse. It's not just a feeling, but it's an attitude, and it shows in the way that we treat them. And just in the same way, we have to be actively pursuing and loving God, because that is what He's done for us. And as we study in the Scripture today, through our quiet time, through this devotional, our mindset is very important, and that we learn to cut off that sin even before it enters into our minds, that we don't entertain that thought because we know that it can lead to something deeper and can cause us to fall and to walk away from the faith. So let's not do that, and let's commit this to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank You for showing us that these laws are not just do's and don'ts, but it's helping us to live a life that will glorify and honor You. Give us the strength and ability to do that, and we rely on Your Spirit. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching further and stepping in closer.